The offensive to retake Mosul, Iraq from ISIS is nearing the end of its second week. In a moment, we'll speak with military analyst Andrew Bacevich about the fight against ISIS. But first, we're joined now via Skype from Erbil, Iraq by Mike Giglio, correspondent for BuzzFeed News. Mike, welcome back. And you've been on the front lines with Iraqi troops. What have you seen?
I actually am just back from Bezwaya, where there's a sizable contingent of Iraqi military camped out for the last 3 days. And I was with them as they were taking a village just nearby there. It's about 5 kilometers from Mosul. And, you know, watching that battle and watching them as they drove ISIS out of the village and then moved in, the thing that really struck me was how civilians in the village were sort of just caught in the crossfire. You know, it was at least an hour of shelling and machine gunning from both sides. And the Iraqi military had to pause and offer civilians a chance to escape at one point. And it was just kind of panic and tension and chaos as they ran out of the village, just completely terrified.
And they can tell the difference between civilians and ISIS fighters in those villages?
You know, they have a hard time. And one real source of tension, and it's an unfortunate situation, is, you know, a lot of these Iraqi soldiers that I was with, and I was with Iraqi Special Forces, they have memories of previous scenes just like this one, where a battle has pretty much subsided and the civilians are coming out to safety. And ISIS in the past, in Anbar province, for example, has used that opportunity to hide among civilians and then launch attacks at the end. So they were really nervous. You know, I don't think they wanted to be, but they were extremely cautious with the civilians coming out. They were asking them to carry white flags with them or to wave them from their homes as, you know, calling out to them over a loudspeaker. As a sign that they didn't mean any harm, but also when men approached, they were asking them to lift up their shirts. It's kind of a rudimentary way to see if they're wearing a suicide vest or had any weapons on them.
How is the operation going overall right now to retake Mosul?
I think the way to characterize it is slow but steady progress. There has been pretty concerted ISIS resistance on all fronts, and it has slowed some of the advances, but not, I think, to the point where they're worried about it. I think what we're seeing now is a gradual approach to Mosul, where people are, you know, the different forces are really close right now. So 5 kilometers from the city right now. And I think what they're doing is waiting for all the forces to get to their places. And then maybe they're going to regroup and make a push into the city itself.
And do you know how long they're expecting it to take at this point to retake Mosul?
I think the smarter, more cautious opinions that I've heard are that we should be braced for a long fight. I think once you get into densely populated areas, we've seen reports today confirming fears that they're using civilians as human shields. The UN said that they're actually forcing civilians to leave their homes and go into strategic areas specifically to be human shields. Mm. We also are expecting, you know, much higher concentration of ISIS fighters in Mosul and a much better defended positions for ISIS in Mosul. So I think it's going to get a lot tougher. And should be a grind.
That's Mike Giglio of BuzzFeed News, who has been with Iraqi soldiers on the front line of the fight to retake Mosul. He's been joining us from Erbil in Iraq. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.